Supplemental reading. Dispelling the Mummy's Curse. Was the curse of the mummy real? Though the death of Lord Carnarvon seemed mysterious, it was probably more the result of bad hygiene than a curse, says Dr. Robert Pritchard, a medical examiner for the state of California. His mosquito bite became infected from a dirty shaving razor, and he developed sepsis, or blood poisoning, Dr. Pritchard believes. As for the deaths of the others involved in the opening of King Tutankhamun's tomb, there is nothing mysterious there either, researchers say. British Medical Journal looked at all the evidence concerning 44 of the people who were associated with the excavation of King Tutankhamun's tomb. They concluded that statistically, no more of those people died than any other population sample. Still, research in microbiology suggests that, although there is no mummy's curse, there may be real health dangers associated with opening tombs like those in the Valley of the Kings. The old tombs were sealed so tightly that the insides may have become anaerobic, meaning that air could not get inside. When this happens, certain bacteria grow in the oxygen-free environment that could not ordinarily survive, and which can be harmful if inhaled. Other types of organisms, like molds and fungi, could also be present, some of which can cause serious health problems. For these reasons, modern archaeologists, unlike those in the 1920s, wear protective filter masks and gloves when entering a tomb for the first time. Finally, it has been suggested that the punitive inscription engraved on the entrance to King Tutankhamun's tomb was an invention of a young British newspaper reporter by the name of Doyle, later known as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The real inscription, it is reported, is far less concerned with inflicting punishment than with protecting the dead.